producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day, Brooke. I was going to put a couple of words together again. Here, taking care of business with Jennifer Horn. And we've decided to bring Kara in to the fold. She'll feel smarter than all the rest of her friends because she's associated with us, because we're so mature and we have so much knowledge to pass on. So Kara Schillen sharing with Ken Kessler.
We pass knowledge like we pass gas around here.
Is that so? Speak for yourself, lady.
Very mature.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay, so I'm looking at a seismological map of North Korea. The South Koreans appear to be somewhat concerned about the fact that little twerp from North Korea took a shot at perfecting a hydrogen bomb. So the first question people have today, well, it's nothing to worry about because it's not an atomic bomb. Really? So maybe we should get an expert on, Ken, to explain the difference between how many millions of people would get killed using a hydrogen bomb versus how many millions of people would get killed using an atomic bomb. What's the difference between the H-bomb and the A-bomb?
Hmm.
How about that? Didn't have that when you were in chemistry or science class, right? You go back to, if you want to put two and two together, you go to this conversation I've been having for the last month or so since I went to the Deepak Chopra lecture about DNA and genomes and that sort of thing. And all of our DNA, the atomic particles, are carbon-based. And so in the case of this lunatic in North Korea, who is one of the people who would be dumb enough to do something like this, if allowed to. And I don't understand why. Okay, we're all over the Iranians because we don't want them to make an atomic bomb. Okay, got that. We now have this kid in North Korea who's been working on a hydrogen bomb. Apparently nobody's paying attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. He's got some missiles. At the very least, he could get to Guam and blow that up. How do you feel?
And
we're
very distracted by the Middle East.
Yeah, we're all distracted by all of this nonsense.
Not that we shouldn't, but we shouldn't be closing our eyes to what he's doing in North Korea, because that guy is unpredictable.
Of course
and
he is.
Nasty.
He's a maniac. Yeah, he's crazy. So the other solution to the problem would be to do the same thing with him that we did, that we should have done with Saddam Hussein, and we did do with Osama bin Laden. Send the SEALs in and bump them off. Then that's it. You're done. Because it's pretty easy to do.
Who's next, though?
Who's next? There?
Yeah.
The military are more in charge than you may think.
Don't forget, his dad wasn't so great. And now he's been there, and he's definitely not good.
But this kid is emotionally disturbed. And you can kind of see that even looking at pictures of him. He's an emotionally disturbed kid. And so, but how did he get control? And how is it that the people of North Korea still now with all of this, is there any social media, Kenny, at all in North Korea? Is there any knowledge about a lot of the Chinese try to keep social media out and they weren't successful? I'm betting that the government of North Korea wants to keep social media out of there, but can they be successful in doing that?
Yeah, I don't think they have. I don't think there are many computers for regular people in.
No, it's not. It's very much like Cuba was, or is even still. Not much. There's no infrastructure other than whatever the government controls. So, but I.
You read this book. Very nice book.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for that.
But I don't want to read that one again.
No. Okay. Good news. You want some good business news?
Yeah.
Good business news. The American automotive industry is selling more cars than ever before.
Great.
The United States of America will sell almost 18 million new cars when the numbers come in for last year. The old record was 17.3 million set back in the year 2000. And now this year looks like close to 18 million, like 17.5 million cars will be sold. So that's good for lots of different businesses. It's not the same as the housing. The housing business is really an arbiter of how healthy the economy is. New car business, not so much. Cars are, it's so easy to finance them now, and the idea of you know, what do you do with the old car? They'll take them and give you. There's so much built-in profit that it's so much easier to get not only the cars themselves, but get financing for them. I mean, look at these ads. I was listening to an ad for the Honda dealer in my town yesterday. $89 a month.
Mm-hmm.
$89 a month. You can't go to dinner for $89 a month.
Right. If you have, like, because I know somebody, I'm not going to name names, who chooses,
oh, go ahead.
To drive old jalopies. Why wouldn't you go get, like, and how about that? The 50s called, they want their word back, jalopy. But why wouldn't you go and at least, I mean, I know people don't like to lease and it's not the best option, but at least your vehicle will run.
Better.
It has a motor and a battery. Like, mm-hmm. It's $89 a month.
$89.
Go.
Yeah.
They're giving it to you.
Now, the other side of this is symptomatic of all these cars being sold. Last year, there were only 14 million cars that were either traded in or junked. So that means there's 3 million more cars on the road this year than there was last year. Where are they going? How do they get there? Hello, welcome to the 405. Welcome to the Beltway around Washington. Welcome to the system that tries to keep you from driving in New York City or even any other major city. Try driving in London. Forget it. And so with all the cars on the road, great. Where are they going to go? There's more cars to be stuck in traffic. More cars to contribute to global warming because they're sitting on the highway idling.
Spewing. Yeah.
Now,
what's interesting in California, Dougie, is that Governor Brown is trying desperately to sign pieces of legislation that will actually remove people, make it impossible for them to drive cars by 2045. He's got he didn't actually enable this tax. Schwarzenegger did. There's a new tax that kicked in that makes our gas even more expensive than being the most expensive gas in the country because of this tax from Schwarzenegger. But Governor Brown has got stuff in there that is going to make it almost impossible for cars to keep up with the emission standards. He's going to drive people to mass transit, which would be fantastic if there was any mass transit to drive them to.
Okay.
There's not.
So here's
it's lacking.
What's going on? My daughter and I were talking about this weekend because there's a new surface train that's going from the beach in Santa Monica into L.A. City, which is about 14 miles. And to do it in a car during rush hour, easy, an hour or more.
Right.
This train will do it in 25 minutes. And it's cost the taxpayers of L.A. County $1 billion to build this thing. At the moment, some people use it, but not a lot of people. You can. There's one that goes out to Pasadena, and there's another one that goes sort of north. There's a subway. No, what in God's name you'd build a subway in Los Angeles for? First earthquake. Goodbye. But maybe that's the same thing you can say for the surface trains as well. But you're suggesting something that's pretty interesting. The forcing people in this country are supposed to have the freedom to make choices, even if they're bad choices. And people say, well, if they're not in the public interest, then maybe we got to do something about it. And that's where government comes in and fixes everything. I don't want to ride in the train. I want to be able to drive my car as long as it's someplace to drive to, and it doesn't take me forever to get there.
And here's the thing, that I'd actually love to ride in the train, but there's no plan for me to be able to do that.
Well, where you are, there's nothing out there. some buses that run out to where you are.
Well, the buses, this is what, another crazy fact with all of this. There was a new study that just came out. Yeah. 1 in 5 people that use the bus system in L.A., if you're a female, are sexually abused or assaulted.
Oh, horrible. Dirty. And the bus driver's paying no attention to what's going
on
like the bus.
It's like Loserville.
And they got the big, the accordion buses now that carry up to 80 people.
They're dangerous. Yeah, and, they're totally dangerous.
I was in a bus. Thank you for reminding me of this. When I landed at Logan the other night, I took the bus out to get my rental car. And there were so many people in this bus. The system is so badly run that the driver couldn't see beyond the first person who's standing on the yellow line right next to him. Couldn't see in the mirror what was going on back of the bus. The people were screaming, "We need to get out of this stuff!" Guy couldn't hear anything. I finally piped up and said, "Are you listening to the people on the back of the bus? They need to get off!" And everybody looked at me, and then, because they didn't hear the people in the back of the bus, practically screaming,
"Yeah,
get me away, I got to get off the bus, there's too many people." So anything can go on in the back of these buses, as you're suggesting. They can't see, they can't control.
Shown things, or they're touched, or, I mean, but 1 in 5.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good scenario. Not a pretty picture. All right, here we are at 18 past the hour already on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Can you imagine?
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, Richie. Hey, Dougie. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
20 past the hour on Good Day.
No, it's ready. 21 past the hour. Where have you been?
Look at that. Minutes just went by. 3 seconds.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, no.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
DougStefan.com. This is from Cracked's YouTube channel. So Kenny, explain Cracked for the unwashed that don't know what they would get if they went to the YouTube channel, the Cracked YouTube channel.
Cracked is a comedy website, kind of like Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. They also have a channel that streams. That's where Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee plays.
Really? Oh, that's something that you can stream anytime, right? Is that like a podcast, watching that?
Yeah, you can stream all of the shows from that series.
And all right. So now
and stuff.
You got that in your mind. You understand how this works. There is a popular portion of Crack's channel that is called Honest Ads. They take a series. They're actually, at this moment in time, because of what's going on with our weight and exercise and all that sort of thing, so they take aim at gyms and memberships for gyms, as a lot of people flock to them. New Year's resolution, I'm losing weight. So here's some of the audio from the video you got to see, because I'm sure the nuance that comes from watching these people as they come in to sign up. But there's a little bit of audio. Let's see if we can get out of that.
Gyms. They're the only way you can get fit, aside from all the other ways, and the only place you can get juice, aside from lots of others. And while you could improve your health with a t-shirt, shorts, and determination, part of you think you can buy fitness.
I'm Roger, and you're going to pay me to let you do exercises in my building, because at Horton Center to Move Around In, you can move around in many different ways. And if these sexy-toned statue people don't convince you to join,
your deep-seated fears and occasional optimism will. So sign up for a gym membership today. We'd love to have you as a member, because you remind us of our current members. They're out-of-shape shame monsters who don't come here regularly and who signed our contract because it gave them a momentary burst of hope endorphins. Those lump and sad balls never actually come here, and their fees more than subsidize the rare gym member who does show up. Mm-hmm. It's our entire business model, that and making the Terry Crews wannabes who do come here feel inadequate.
Until they hire expensive personal trainers.
Personal trainers, of
all
course,
right.
are a service.
I think we have the gist of this.
Really fun.
How many people have gone to gyms and then used a personal trainer at the gym? Rich, did you ever do that?
I've never used a personal trainer. My nephew is a personal trainer.
Yeah, I know he is. All right, what about you, Kenny?
No, I had a gym membership for a while and was approached by a couple different personal trainers there who wanted me to hire them.
My wife used it. My wife paid $1,000.
For how much training?
I don't know, 20 sessions or something like that.
$150 a session?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
Not at the gym.
No, never had a trainer.
No. That said, I go to Taekwondo, and there's an instructor for every single class.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a trainer. I mean, you know, the other night, 100 jumping jacks. You know, do this, do that, do this. And he walks us through the whole workout.
All right, so if Meredith is listening right now, she's rolling her eyeballs because she's listening to the thread of this conversation about trainers. And the reason I'm into this is because this time of year, there are so many people who have gone to the gym. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't got a clue. They get hurt.
Yep.
The first thing they do is pick up the wrong weight. You really do have need for instruction.
If you're going to go use the weights, have somebody show you how to.
So I had this
trainer. Some of the equipment's confusing.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. I had this trainer working with me this last year who is moderately expensive. I say that with a smile on my face because he was pretty expensive. But he has done more to train me the right way to do things on my own than anybody else that I've ever
And you're a guy that's always used trainers.
Yes, I have always used trainers. Yeah, it's very important to learn. If you're going to do it right. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt.
My nephew does these boot camps, and they are
very smart. All right, yeah. Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation? Get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Jennifer Horn, Chris McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/today, Twitter at Good Day. Wow. To listen to the public consumer of Twitter, Twitter is on its way out. I thought Facebook was on its way out and Twitter was the replacement. But now it's Instagram that will replace everything. And after that, it'll be Pinterest. And then it'll be the pimple on your butt. That's what's going to happen in social.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is a little gross.
It's a little gross. Speaking of things that are gross, the armed group that seized that wildlife reserve in Oregon, what do they want? They're asking for a change in U.S. policy to return federal lands to the control of ranchers and local governments. You know what? I'm with them.
I'm surprised you're being critical of them because
I'm being critical. How am I being critical of them?
I think we're all kind of critical.
Maybe.
I wasn't critical of them. They haven't done anything to hurt anything. They're in a building that belongs to the taxpayers. I have a problem with what they're doing.
What? They took it over by force with weapons.
Well. And I thought there was nobody there.
It will be bad if anybody tries to do anything about it.
Well,
yeah, but no one's going to try to do anything about it. This is going to go on for as long as they want it to go on.
Well, but yesterday they made a comment, and I think that they are softening up because...
it's cold.
Well, no.
They're freezing.
They're out of power.
They're getting the attention that they wanted, and the public is
the issue.
In part behind them on the issue.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I think, I can't remember exactly what his statement was, but but he basically said there, I could see a time where we could, you know, go home because the public is kind of getting hit to this.
Yeah, the public.
I mean, truly, no one would have paid attention to this had this not happened. No,
right. But, so maybe their tactics, Kenny, weren't right, but under the circumstances, to understand that the federal government owns about half of all the land in the western states, and they regulate the grazing, and they tell you, you keep no trespassing signs everywhere in these National Wildlife Refuges. Screw that. We paid for it. What do you mean, no trespassing?
But if these guys in this building were named Muhammad, you'd be saying vomit.
Oh, I would say that? No, I wouldn't say that. No, not at all.
Yeah, I would. I'm not going to be. I would. I mean, it's different.
Because they wouldn't have the same approach. They wouldn't be concerned about the same things. Then maybe I'd be saying vomit. But in this circumstance, I believe, even though Kenny's right, you have use of questionable tactics, but under the circumstances, they are right.
It's not questionable tactics. It's illegal terrorist tactics.
Well, the government is the...
If you give them any credibility, this is going to keep happening over and over.
I'm giving them credibility because I think the government's wrong in how they control all these public lands. They're wrong.
The government is the people. The government isn't the guys that, you know, I mean, the government is the people. And this guy that's in jail now was given a sentence for burning his land. He was put in jail. He served a sentence. He was released. And then they went back and got him again?
Yeah.
How is that, legal or fair?
Wrong. But Kenny is right in that
it's not a
breaking
great way
the
to
law,
go about
but
it,
why
sure.
is the law there in the first place? It's up to us to change the law.
No,
we don't like it. I don't like it. Change it.
You can't take over a federal building by force with weapons in America.
But that's not what they're trying to do. This is land.
But that's what they did.
No, they didn't. Well, a building that really isn't. The important issue here isn't the building. It's the land and the lack of. I told you the story of my dealing with that arrogant little you-know-what when I was trying to use federal land that had been used as farmland, and the federal government just came in and took it over and said, no, we decided we're not going to let farmers use it anymore. We're going to let the birds use it. We're driving American farmers and ranchers right off the cliff
with
government policy all over the place that's aimed at putting small farmers out of business, thanks to Monsanto and Dow and all these other people that are trying to run the small people out of business so they can control everything. And that's what's going on here.
You know, a year or two ago, you had the Occupy protesters who weren't even armed, who were getting beaten and maced and thrown in jail.
You know, but here's
Let me finish this thought. Hold on a minute, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Well, and these guys are not just being given a pass, but they're being seen as credible, and they've taken over this building with weapons, and they have threatened that that people will get hurt if anybody tries to get them out of there.
Well,
have been people that have, Montel Williams, one of them, who have said that the National Guard needs to go in there and kill these people. If anyone said that about those Occupy people, that we need to go in and just kill them, do you think it would never happen? That would never be allowed. There's a double standard.
We
make fun of the farmers. I don't know, but he is.
We don't. We do not have any respect for American agriculture.
No.
And before you know it, we're not going to be able to, never mind, be the food basket of the world.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to provide enough food to feed ourselves.
Hoping for chicken from China. But, you know, to this point about making fun of them, instead of dealing with what these guys are talking about or dealing with the issues, instead on social media, a bunch of stuff has been trending, you know, about making fun of these guys as being hicks and idiots because they're out there. They have
because
a real
we have
point
that
they're trying to get attention.
Anybody who makes their living on the land is a hick. What's the right way to get attention so that people pay attention to this serious issue? If we can't, if this isn't the right way to do it, what is?
I don't know what the right way is, but I know this is wrong.
Okay.
This is terrorism, and we're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
But we're talking about but you're legitimizing
but
them.
But
I am
legitimizing. Look at the protesters who get all the attention all throughout the history of this country.
It's the only way you bring about change. Nobody pays any attention to you if you don't protest.
Unless you are almost radical, you don't get any attention.
Look at the marches in 1964. How do you?
Right.
Where do you think that change came from?
Jackson.
You're going to let everything go the way it was. There'd never been any.
Look at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Any change?
They stir the pot.
Look at the American Revolution, for God's sake.
Sure.
That's why these people call themselves patriots, and yet we roll over. Oh, well, things are different now. The government's in charge. Screw the government. The government isn't in charge. You are the government.
But that's the message, is that the feds, they want all the ranchers to know that they want to be in charge and that they can come in and protect their land all the time. These guys have said they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want
to... It isn't in their interest to hurt anybody or anything. They need the land to use. The government is squeezing farmers out of their land, and there's no thinking. I went to Senator, what's his name? Used to be a congressman, Markey. And I said to him, what are you doing to try to understand or balance out the use of federal lands so that farmers can use them? So we aren't able to produce enough food anymore. We need access to more land. And he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, oh, I don't know. We'll have to study it. I mean, there's this kind of stuff that is these people are so clueless when it comes to things that are, this is what you eat, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you sustain yourself. And there is a concerted effort to get you to eat more garbage so that you can get sick, so they can sell you some pills.
Right.
And then it just is like a round robin. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of a conspiracy, that's all right. Well, let's talk to Ron Hoffman about that in a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in Mo 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,020 points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
All right, here Here we are at 40, almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us, who is a genius in his own right. And his the best demonstration of that is his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and radio program. You can sign up for the newsletter. I think everybody listening to this program should go to drhoffman2fs.com and sign up. You can find out all kinds of things that are amazing. This is just a trip down whatever lane. The mayor of the city, Bronson, New York, Bill Blasio, is announcing a $15 an hour minimum wage today for everybody that works. How does that look on your tax bill there, Ron?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I just sent my tax bill for 2015 to the city of New York, and I'll tell you that my tax bill for the city of New York is better than a lot of people's salaries.
You know, bigger.
Bigger. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
And this is the kind of stuff over and over again. You see this in all the big cities. All right, so I didn't want to necessarily let's spend a minute on this study that's out today. Everybody has a New Year's resolution, not everybody, but many people want to lose weight, they want to exercise. This study that shows there are different types of things in your gut. All health, many doctors present, begins in the gut. I think you're a subscriber to that philosophy.
Absolutely.
What do you make of the fat things and the thin things in your gut? They're really like the microbes that are floating around in our guts.
Well, absolutely. It turns out that a lot of the effect of diet on weight is not just about the amount of fuel that you put in your body. You know, we think of our bodies like cars. You know, if we put a little less gasoline in the car won't go as far. We sometimes fuel ourselves up with sugar to get our energy up. But actually, you know, one of the most profound influences on our weight and on our hormones comes from inside us in terms of the trillions, literally trillions of organisms that inhabit our gastrointestinal tracts. So you can set yourself up for weight gain by eating sugary junk food, by taking lots of antibiotics, even possibly by taking powerful acid-blocking medications. You change the bacteria in your gut. So a very important finding. You know, unfortunately, there is no magic probiotic. You know, the probiotic that you simply take a couple of pills a day, it'll melt the pounds away because it puts good bacteria back in. But we can use techniques to modify.
But you do believe in probiotics, and you tell your clients, your patients, to get on a good probiotic program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I wonder how this all plays into. I was reading a study on aging. I'm getting older. Richie's getting older. Jennifer's getting older. Kenny's getting older. Ron, you're getting older.
No.
So, well, I know.
I'm going to reverse.
Yes, good for you. The fountain of youth he's found. And is that a way to slow aging? Thinking about how much every year during the holidays, there are excesses. And so we get into that place. Now we start the exercise program. And then we think about how our body changes, the cells change as we get over. We're trying to get over this period, but we get older and older and older. Exercise programs, people don't stay on them. They have good intentions. So what do we do to slow down the aging process?
Well, big essay question. Do we have the entire morning or maybe like we'll do a week series?
You got 2 minutes. That's it, pal.
Okay, let's sum it up. Okay, so it's about diet. It's about exercise. There's certain key supplements which may have an anti-aging effect. I'm thinking resveratrol.
Yep.
It's very plausible. The thing from red wine. Mm-hmm. Perhaps omega-3 fatty acids may have some of those benefits. Even to some extent, fasting and a little bit of deprivation. The calorically restricted diet has actually been shown to extend the lives of animals. And
how does that work?
Well, you take about 30% less calories overall. It ain't fun.
No.
You'll live longer, but it'll seem a whole lot longer because of the deprivation.
Yeah.
But you can replicate that with intermittent fasting. You know, maybe take the month of January. Or, you know, religions have this. Lent itself is kind of a life-prolonging event because you restrict certain foods. Your intake decreases, and this may actually reboot your anti-aging mechanisms in your body.
So I'm looking at the list of books that you recommended and podcasts that you had at drhoffman.com in the intelligent medicine world. One of them has to do with the gut balance revolution written by Dr. Gerald Mullen, which basically gives us an overview of what we're just talking about here, yeah?
Absolutely. It outlines a strategy by which you can change your microbiome, the bacteria inside your intestine, to improve your metabolism, to get you to lose weight, and ultimately even reduce your risk of certain diseases like diabetes, inflammatory disorders. It all starts in the gut.
Yeah,
it really does.
All right, find out the answer to questions like whether a vegetarian diet undermines your mental health by subscribing to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, happy to have him here, associated with the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 51 minutes past the hour. Good day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Song on any number of occasions. How's that sound? Pretty good?
Just like the real animal.
Thank you. 53 minutes past the hour. Doug Stephan.
Without rhythm.
Excuse me?
Except without rhythm.
I've got rhythm. You got rhythm. Warren Eckstein's got rhythm. Who could ask for anything more? Warren, the pet person's best friend, is here with some pet advice, ownership advice, how to raise a healthy, happy pet so that you don't have to have kids. That information coming right up here in Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, are you a slave to the clock? Well, certain times of day, usually without your conscious knowledge, exert more of an influence on you than other times. Here's the social science of it. Humans plan their daily schedule around the top or bottom of the hour. Meetings, meals, phone calls, even the daily commute tend to be scheduled on the hour or the half hour. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta buck this trend. Commuting, pick an odd time between the hour and half hour. That way, you'll be slightly behind or slightly ahead the big hourly or half-hourly commute push. Or schedule a meeting for 11:06. People will certainly remember the time. Also, make phone calls at an odd time. That's usually when people are finishing up their calls, and you'll minimize phone tag. Got a time management tip?
send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein has been joining us for the past 15, 16 years. I don't know how long you've been on this program. You've been doing radio for, what, 30-some-odd years, haven't you? How long have you been on the radio?
30 years. 30? Yeah, it just starts 30 years.
All right, so let's get to what Warren has learned about social skills for your pet. How do you train a pet not to stick his nose in your crotch or other genteel things like that? Because that's a social skill, isn't it?
Or on the other side, how do you train your animals to do that, Warren?
Boyfriends, girlfriends, etc.
You might be laughing, but that's not the first time I was asking. So you know.
So what's the answer?
Well, there's a reason for it. It's kind of like Google.
A reason for a dog sticking his nose in your crotch?
Yes, there's a reason.
Called peanut butter.
Did you ever notice why dogs sniff each other in their rear ends?
I've noticed that a number of times.
Okay, there's a reason for that. As I said, it's like surfing the web.
So do radio people at the Talkers Conference.
I can't help them, though. This is like surfing the web for dogs. All the information they need is there. For example, by smelling an area, it gives an indication of the type of food in the area, hormonal changes in the area, disposition. All of that is in there. So it's very common for a dog to sniff that groin area. And if you want to stop it, you just got to teach your dog to sit and stay when people...
Spray, those sprays you get.
If that information is there for dogs, would it be safe to say that it's actually there for humans, too?
I guess. And you know, I don't know what cavemen did back years and years and years ago, but the bottom line is that's why dogs do that. I mean, their senses, so, you know, remember, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices, bombs. Right. So their sense of smell, their olfactory, is 200,000 times better than ours. So they smell everything different. If you're cooking spaghetti sauce, that's what I smell. Yeah. But from a dog's point of view, they smell the oregano, the garlic.
So when the dog gets closer to Rich, he's smelling a different kind of a bomb under that circumstance.
Right.
All right. How do you keep your cat from climbing all over things in your home, scratching up the furniture, the upholstery? Can we spray for that? What do you do for
that? Double stick tape.
Really?
It's like kitty fly paper. If you have a cat that's jumping on the counter, put some double stick tape on there. They jump on it once or twice. They don't like the feel of it. It doesn't hurt them, but it's not comfortable. And in the worst scenario, if you have a cat that's jumping on a dining room table, I just dealt with one. What we did is put double stick tape. We blew up a couple of balloons, put them on the double stick tape. The cat jumped. The balloon broke. It's like God corrected him. Never a problem again.
Really? You're a genius, Warren.
Dogs, too. Dogs, too.
Not so much dogs with the double stick tape and the balloons. There are other ways to correct dogs from doing that. From a cat's point of view, it's very dangerous, though, because cats on counter get cut by knives. They can eat things that are not safe for them. So it's important to keep them off.
Okay. There's been this picture of a dog. I saw this first before I saw it on your Facebook page. Dog wearing pants. Two different kinds of pants. Over the back part of the dog or the underbelly of the dog. What in the world? Why, who came up with this?
And they cost $70. Do you know how many dogs you can rescue for $70?
Yeah.
Listen, it's a great idea for someone who just feels like they need to dress their dog. My perspective, my dogs walk around butt naked. That's just the way they were born. It's the way they enjoy it. It's the way they like it. But it's kind of interesting. For certain breeds of dogs that have really short hair, may not be a bad idea.
Good. Dog. Well, this time of year in a cold climb, you put a jacket on your dog.
And also, if you're walking through the woods, it'll keep the thickets away.
Yeah, okay, that makes good sense. Yeah, you don't want to have that. Yeah, but I'm just trying to, if you haven't seen it, go to Warren's Facebook page and check out the picture of these dogs that have got their pants on. Warren Eckstein, check out his Hugs and Kisses, minerals and vitamins, too, at hugsandkisses.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.